This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 1st July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny day across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa enjoys a warm breeze, making it perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, a well-known rabbi in Netanya was stabbed to death. Police are in pursuit of the suspect, who reportedly knew the victim. This news comes from Israel Hayom, just under an hour ago. Also, former President Trump considered a return to all-out war with Iran. However, he prefers negotiation, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Israeli border communities warn of attack drones from the West Bank. These drones could potentially reach Tel Aviv in minutes. Separately, The Times of Israel reports that Vance and Rubio are taking different approaches as Iran tests their 2028 prospects. Despite White House denials, tensions remain. And finally, the Australian Jewish News shares that Australia will send a team to the 2026 Maccabiah Games. This decision follows a previous postponement. Reaction has been swift on social media. David Hazzoni, a well-known commentator, posted just minutes ago that public discussions on certain topics seem more driven by politics than actual plans. Arnold Roth, known for his activism, shared a message to his social media contacts just 10 minutes ago. Mark Zlotchin highlighted earlier today how the UN relies on unverified numbers from Gaza, suggesting a broader issue of bias. Let's go deeper, starting with the tragic news from Netanya. Earlier this hour, reports from Israel Hayom detailed that a rabbi was fatally stabbed. The suspect, who had known the victim, remains at large. This attack has stirred concern within the community and heightened security measures are expected. Turning to international news, the Jerusalem Post reveals that former President Trump weighed military action against Iran. However, he leans towards continued negotiations. This stance could impact future diplomatic efforts and stability in the region. Meanwhile, Ynet reports on a new threat from the West Bank. Drones carrying explosives could potentially target Israeli towns. Officials warn these drones could reach Tel Aviv quickly, raising security alarms and prompting calls for enhanced defenses. In a related development, the Times of Israel discusses how U.S. politicians Vance and Rubio diverge on Iran. This comes as Iran's actions test their future political positions. The implications could shape U.S. foreign policy approaches and affect regional alliances. And finally, the Australian Jewish News reports on Australia's participation in the 2026 Maccabiah Games. This inclusion marks a positive shift in international sports relations following the previous postponement. It promises to enhance cultural exchanges and strengthen ties with Israel. In financial news, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that investment in medical technology has hit a five-year low. The Israeli Advanced Industries Association and the Innovation Authority highlight this worrying data. Separately, Ynet Business notes a 40% drop in health tech investments for 2025. Despite these declines, the sector shows resilience through AI-driven developments and exports. And finally, CTech reports that Hightech Zone is expanding into finance. The Consumer Club is teaming up with Moore Langerman to acquire Kivun, an investment house. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.